Welcome to this week's episode of Word Labs Out Loud, your weekly writing spark on CFRC 101.9. In this week's episode, I wanted to take a little bit of time to reflect on the season we're finding ourselves in, the time of year we're finding ourselves in, and just discussing some ideas that have been sort of coming up and that I'm noticing as reoccurring themes in the Word Labs program, which you can check out at wordlabs.ca. I think for a lot of us, fall and the beginning of September marks a return to routine. Things are a little bit less up in the air. There's more structure to our schedules, to the pace of life. Most people are sort of wrapping up their vacation time and getting back into that workflow. For those of us who enjoy structure, it can kind of feel nice and cozy and like you're returning to something that feels familiar. And I know for others who enjoy that spontaneous feel, it can feel maybe a little bit inhibiting. But I do think mentally there's this sense of a different kind of beginning. It's not that spring season where everything is verdant and starting to blossom. There's a feeling of prioritizing the kinds of things that we want to be doing as we're entering into fall and eventually that winter season, where things tend to be a little quieter, a little slower. There tends to be a bit more space for reflection and quieter activities, like, for example, reading and writing. So I wanted to talk about some of the things that have really been resonating for me with some of the instructors that we've had coming in so far for our writing workshops, and also some of the conversations that have been happening in our peer writing group. Just last week, we had the lovely Bruce Kaufman in, and he was giving a workshop on intuitive writing, and one of the things he talked about was a book that he recommended by Ray Bradbury called Zen in the Art of Writing, Essays on Creativity, and kind of tweaked something in me because this was also a book that was recommended when we had Adrian Michael Kelly in talking about establishing a writing practice. And I think one of the messages that has started to become a through line in the workshops that we've seen, and I saw this too with Wilding when they gave their improv workshop, is the idea of getting out of your head and tapping into feeling and intuition, stepping away from self-censure, silencing that inner critic. I mean, all things that we hear a thousand times, and what does that really mean? What a lot of it boils down to is allowing yourself the space for your mind to wander off, for your mind to explore, to just let it go where it wants to go without telling it where it has to go. So last week, for example, with Bruce, part of the exercise after a lovely introduction was walking around outside. And I have never paid so much attention to the back parking lot of the Kingston Literacies and Skills building, but it was really interesting to realize how much was there when you actually start paying attention. And it is a very meditative activity. And I think for people with very busy minds, and that's myself included, it can be really hard to stop those thoughts from ruminating. Even when I started with the observations, my observations felt too intentional. They were too much about, oh, this is something that I could write about that's really clever. What can I say about this that would be clever? How can I combine these elements together to make something? And after a while, you really stop doing that. And I think there's a fear that if you don't write it down right away, you're going to forget it. But in stressing about the things that you don't want to forget, you realize like how much around you you're actually blocking out, or you're preventing yourself from seeing and observing. I went back in and afterwards was thinking, oh, I really only heard a cricket. I didn't even see any bugs out there. And then when somebody else was reading their piece, it was all about all of the insects and bugs and things that they had seen around them. And it made me realize how in hyper-focusing on or overly concerning myself with writing something clever or gathering the right ideas, gathering the right images, zooming in on the things that I thought I'd be able to use as material, I missed so much potential material around me. So for this week, as creative beings, as listeners to the show, I really just wanted to encourage you to actually give yourself some space and time to not be approaching your writing or your creative pursuits the preconceived notion of what you should be doing, what you should be thinking about, what subject you feel is the most important or the most deserving of your creation, and just actually take some time, go for a walk, sit out on your porch, have a coffee and listen to what's around you. Let your mind wander generously and give yourself enough time that you can get away from that impulse to think at the same time as you're observing and simply observe and see how that helps your writing practice. One of the things we talked about in our last peer writing group was the challenge that comes with self-censorship, or how much it can inhibit your writing process when, as you're writing, you're telling yourself how bad your writing is. What an awful way to be creating. And so the other part that I would encourage you is, after you've done your observations, after you've given yourself some time and space to not be thinking, to be letting go, just sit down and write. There are techniques that people do. Pomodoro technique is a popular one, where you set a timer, 25 minutes, write, alarm goes off, 5 minutes, pause, do nothing, relax, regroup, refill your coffee, sit down for 25 minutes again. And I'll probably talk more about that method in a different broadcast. Free writing can be another good practice. Again, if you find it challenging to just write, and this will sound very cheesy, but one of the ways to get better at writing is to just write. And one of the simplest things to do is simply set yourself an amount of time, and it doesn't have to be long, 5 minutes, 10 minutes. Put on a song you like, we'll be doing that in a moment, and just give yourself the rule that your pen can't leave the page. So even if you're reverting back to elementary school when you got in trouble and you're writing lines, what you write can be, I don't know what to write, I can't think of anything creative. It's okay, it doesn't matter. You're not gonna look back on any of that. But you'll find that after a little bit of time, if you really just let yourself get into that practice, something lets go. Think of it as a mental massage. Like, you've got this really tight muscle that has been tense for so long because you're controlling all of the thoughts and all of the processes that are happening. And this is an opportunity to loosen that up, to just give it a little bit of time to not be overthinking, to not be processing, to not be judging, to not be giving you an inner commentary on every thought that you're having as it's happening in real time. And I've found this process can be a lot of fun. Sometimes I get stuck, but more often I think then I feel stuck and feel like there's nothing I can write. I'm surprised that the time is up. And for some people, journaling can do that thing. But for those of us that are journaling averse, it can be a nice way to create a wonderful, weird little mishmash. I find when I do free writing, it's often a little bit of creative writing, a little bit of stream of consciousness, a little bit of reflections on feelings or experiences that I've been having. And it's just getting it out there. But it can be a really nice, gentle way to get to know your writerly voice in a way that doesn't really have stakes. You may find that there is a certain style or a certain flow, a certain type of narrative that you gravitate towards, or that there is a voice that keeps recurring or is developing as you do this really kind of relaxed, no judgment creation. I hope these two suggestions and ideas for different ways of approaching things prove of some value to you. You know, we're returning to our regularly scheduled programming, you might say. But this is a way of easing into it and of doing something that can feel like it's helping in a few different ways. If no writing comes out of it, worst case scenario, you've gotten some fresh air, you've taken a pause, you've given yourself some time to let go and breathe and observe the world around you, and that's not the worst thing in the world at all. I wish you the very best on your continued writing journey. Thank you again for tuning into Word Labs. We have a lot of interesting new programming coming this fall. Not to make this too much of a sales pitch, but if you're not familiar, I encourage you to check out wordlabs.ca/events. We've got trauma-informed journaling coming up, comic book writing workshops, songwriting, writing artist bios, and of course lots more in the works. For the rest of the show now, we'll be listening to some music to pop in your headphones, take a walk around campus, take a walk downtown, sit outside with your coffee, with your notebook, and we'll see you next week. Coming up, we've got some Thievery Corporation, some Bad Bad Not Good, some Kay Trinata, Sia Gray, and Bruce Coburn. See you next week here on Word Labs Out Loud on CFRC 101.9.